You're listening to SBS News.
We used to ride our bikes there and walk a lot in the forest. It was a place that used to be connected with pleasure, with relaxation and peace and quiet. But now we have a feeling that the word forest changed into a place of suffering, a place where you meet people who are in a difficult situation, where you come in secret to help them.
Kasia is a teacher from the town of Chajnowka, eastern Poland. At night, armed with hot soup and warm clothes, she looks for migrants in hiding, people desperate to avoid being pushed back to Belarus. With aid workers barred from a sealed-off border zone, local volunteers like Kasia felt they had to step in.
I feel overwhelmed. It turned out much greater than we had expected. Once you get involved, you have to bear all the hate that you get and some hostility on the part of those who do not want to help, who think differently.
Footage of frustrated crowds on the Belarusian side trying to tear down the razor wire fence has alarmed many residents here.
I've seen migrants being chased and rounded up just behind my house because I live on the edge of town.
Judita, an office worker, is from Krynki, inside the 3-kilometer-wide exclusion zone.
When I saw helicopters flying over my roof, it was really frightening. It felt like war was about to break out. Even today, a friend said that he saw a group of migrants and informed the police of their whereabouts.
You feel the migrants should not come here?
We don't know who these people are. Who knows who we are letting in?
At an Independence Day celebration in the region's capital, Białystok, speakers praised the border guards for keeping Poland safe. Białystok MP Robert Winnicki from a far-right party was one of the first politicians to demand a $400 million wall on the border to keep migrants out. By luring thousands of people here from the Middle East, he says the Belarusian president thought he could force Europe to lift sanctions. But with many of those migrants now being repatriated, his ploy has backfired.
Lukashenko thought Poland would react to this like your average soft Western country. But he miscalculated if he imagined we would give in to liberal hysteria around the treatment of immigrants. In my opinion, it's good there's an exclusion zone. It's good it's a state of emergency with limitations on movement.
This country is already polarized on issues such as abortion, LGBT plus rights and the independence of the judiciary. Actor and activist Maciej Stur has helped some migrants and recently had his grandparents' grave desecrated as a result. Poland's complex and tragic history informs the present, he says.
We always had strong and big neighbors. We were just in between. We were like a battlefield of Europe several times. And the fear stayed with us forever. When you come to speak about Polish border, it's always a risk that this fear will win.